This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. Lamar Strong.
Hey, how are you doing? The line's... I started to call you. The line got disconnected.
Yeah, I was on another call trying to switch over to yours and didn't know how to operate the phone or something.
No worries. Not a problem. Ignore my email. So I got your file. I just want to go over it because I think I might be missing something. So I got the bank statements for... Strong Steel Texas, but there's not really any revenue through that. The revenue's through the other company, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we run, it's the only...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I'm sorry, you cut in and out.
Okay, so the only business that Strong Steel of Texas does...
Okay.
Is the leasing of the equipment to the other company because it's just an equipment holding company.
Yeah, so it's a holding company for like insurance purposes, I assume, correct?
Right.
Okay, so that's fine. We've done transactions like that before, but what I need is I actually need the bank statements on both companies, and I also need the credit application.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because I'm assuming we're going to see like revenue going through the other account, and we can tie it all together.
Right, but I'm going to... So the credit application is still going to be in the name of Strong Steel of Texas, right?
Yeah, so I think what your goal is, and I can kind of work backwards here. So what you want to do is the entity who's buying this equipment is your holding company, correct?
Right.
And you are 100% shareholder of your holding company, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And then your main company where all the revenue is your in what are the revenues of your other company, by the way?
$14 million.
Yeah, so you're not lending. I think an underwriter is going to say, hey, look, are we lending to a company that has $3,000 a month, or are we lending to a company that has a few million a month or a few hundred thousand? There's a big difference. So I think what your goals are, and let me kind of give the scenario and see if this makes sense. You want the financing, the actual borrower of these funds and the purchaser of the equipment, the person who's going to be invoiced, is going to be Strong Steel of is going to be your holding company of Texas,
right?
Because that's who actually your insurance is through, and then that company then is it an insurance issue or is it a tax use issue that you sublease the equipment that you lease the equipment?
It's actually more of a liability issue because that line of work tends to. We're a pretty safe operating company, but there's liability. I mean, it's steel erection.
Correct.
So we try to isolate that equipment, that field equipment, into a company on its own.
Okay. Okay. So basically, because that's
the
first...
So here's the thing. Let's say, God forbid, there's an accident at the job site and someone gets hurt.
This stuff happens.
Right.
One of my customers, his whole machine fell on his employee's foot and shattered his foot. This stuff happens. I understand.
Yeah, exactly. So what we want to do is we want to isolate that liability to the holding company, and not attach any liability to the other company.
Because if anyone sues you, you're saying, hey, look, we're leasing this equipment, but it's actually owned by this holding company.
Right.
And you're suing basically an empty shell.
Right.
That's fine. So I understand for liability purposes, it sounds like it's very standard. Here's how we would underwrite the transaction or the goal of the transaction would be. We're gonna underwrite for documentation purposes, which I think are your purposes. The customer who's financing this equipment would be your holding company. But to actually, then we would just throw a cross guarantee of your parent company that has all the revenues for credit purposes. So the loan's going underneath the holding company. The financing is going underneath the holding company, and we just use a cross guarantee, an addendum, for your company that has the revenues, which makes sense. We've done a lot of this where a customer will come in and they'll have like a rental fleet, and it's two halves, one dozen, but the customer's goal is to make sure at least their documents read, the person who's actually buying this equipment and the invoice reads, the person who's actually purchasing this equipment is the holding company with, and I'm assuming they have different tax ID numbers, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's fine. We can do that.
Okay, so here's my question. On the addendum and the cross guarantee,
yeah,
where does that document get filed and how is that thing I don't have a problem with the guarantee, but if you start getting into filing UCCs and things like that, then all of a sudden you've kind of destroyed the whole liability barrier.
Okay. So your certain things I have the answers to, certain things I don't. So your question is, who does the UCC go under?
Yes.
And because I'm guessing your UCC is that you only want it under the...
We only want this thing to show up under the holding company.
Correct.
We don't want it showing up, but yeah.
Okay, I can understand that. You've got some back-end mechanics, but it's a fair question. Here's what I would think. I would think that the financing is going under your holding company. What I can do is this. I can make sure I get in writing clarification and explain that you don't want the UCC. It's for credit purposes. It's not for UCC purposes. But I can make sure I get documentation showing that we can hopefully do this under not having the UCC filed. And if you don't like, I mean, our documents are 3 pages long. So if you had any reason, like, hey, I don't like how these documents are read, no one's going to push you on it.
Yeah, you can file them. You can file whatever you want under the holding company.
Correct. You've got an interesting situation. And what I would do is this. I just did this deal for one of my customers in Maine. Their transaction actually ended up working out. We found a solution. But if it doesn't work, that's fine. We want to put ourselves in position to swing the bat and hit it for you. And if it doesn't work, it's not a big deal. But it's a very interesting transaction and actually something that I look forward to because I like all these moving mechanics. It makes kind of my brain tick, to be honest.
Okay, so I need to send you bank statements on the other company now.
Yeah, because that's where the revenue is. That's for credit purposes where your strength is. And we need an application. What I'd like to do is I'd like to do an application. I just need to pull your credit. You can have it listed as your holding company. That's fine. But if you could give me the tax ID of both companies so we could look up credit, that'd be perfect. Just list both. But I'll make sure before any approval, anything is done, you have all the cards on the table so you're not putting yourself in a weird position. Because I understand what your goals are.
Okay, wait a minute. So you have to pull credit on both companies?
We pull business credit.
Okay.
Because that's where the strength of credit is, unless your holding company had a tremendous amount of financing history, does it?
Hold on a minute. I'm fixing to watch a really bad situation here. This guy's about to take out a light pole with his...
Therefore the liability.
Don't do that, dude. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Hold on a minute. Let me help this guy a minute. Okay, he got through there early. All right. Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I said therefore the liability that you just mentioned.
Yeah, yeah.
here's what needs to be done. We need to get you an approval and have it show you everything in writing, and if it makes sense, it makes sense. No one's going to push you or try to do any sales techniques that says, oh, don't worry about it. Everything will be in writing, all the cards on the table. I understand your goals. Your goals is, hey, look, for credit purposes, I'm fine showing the revenue and the corporate guarantee, but I don't want a UCC filed. I don't want anything going up under my other company, which I think is fine. The only thing we care about for credit is to make sure that we have a justification that this company will pay its bills, and no underwriter will ever justify that a company that does a few $100 to a few $1,000 can handle this kind of debt. But I understand on the back end, the UCC, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Okay, so I'll get, when I get back to my office, I'll send you the other company stuff.
Cool. Awesome.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Alrighty.
Thanks a ton.
Thanks.